Exodus 39, 1 through 5. And from the blue and the purple and the scarlet strands, they made finely worked garments for ministering in the sanctuary, and made the holy garments for Aaron, as Jehovah has commanded Moses. And Bezalel made the ephod of gold, of blue and purple and scarlet strands, and fine twined linen. And they beat the gold into a thin sheet, and cut them into threads, and work into the blue and into the purple, and into the scarlet strands, and into the fine linen, the work of a skillful workman. They made shoulder pieces for it, joined to it. At the two edges it was joined. And the skillful woven band, which was on it for its fastening, was of one piece with it, and like it in workmanship, of gold, of blue and purple, and scarlet strands, and fine twined linen, as Jehovah has commanded Moses.
The priestly garments also sanctify the priests. These garments separated them from all the other people. The same is true of a policeman in uniform. A police officer's uniform separates him from others. Should a man wearing a policeman's uniform approach you and speak to you, you will surely respect him. However, if someone without a proper uniform tried to act as if he were a policeman, you would not show him the same respect. That person would not have the qualification signified by the uniform, and he would not be separated by this uniform from others. For this reason, he will be regarded as no different from anyone else. In like manner, the priests were sanctified, separated to God, by their garments. Exodus 28:3 says, "They shall make Aaron's garments to sanctify him to serve as priest to me." In this verse, sanctify means to separate to God for his unique purpose. The priests were sanctified by the expression of Christ. If we express Christ, this expression will both qualify us and sanctify us.